Thanks, guys. So welcome, everybody. Please take a seat. How very good to see you all. Welcome to our Antioch community meeting this afternoon. We've actually got some particular guests that we would like to introduce this afternoon. So, Kyria, if I can ask you to come up first of all, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. Okay, you've seen her on Zoom, you've seen her on YouTube, and now you get to see her in the flesh. Our first meeting to welcome Julianne from the Philippines, who is a nurse, and she's serving the British people. She's working in a hospital in Oxford, and it's just wonderful that she's come here for our meeting. Oh yes, because she's a member of Anglikaanong Panginoon community. Did I pronounce it right? Okay, so welcome to Julianne. Please stand up.
And Father John, who himself is sort of a guest, but you've got some folks to introduce as well, please.
Yeah, please do introduce you to two friends of mine, two priests, Father Bernard from the Friars of the Renewal. And Father Antonio from the seminary in Allen Hall.
You guys are all very welcome. Good to have you. Is there anyone else we need to say a welcome to today? Okay. Too many microphones, too confusing. Can't cope. So, welcome. You all found the right venue. So sorry we're oscillating between two venues at the moment. There'll be more of that in meetings to come. What are we going to do today? So we're going to take a time of worship in just a moment. We will then hear from Anthony Bull, who is going to be speaking to us on the subject of works of mercy. And then we're going to take some time to bid farewell to our brother Mike, who is jetting back to the US very soon, tomorrow morning. Wow, let's get your farewells in, but we'll be taking some time just to thank him for what he's been doing in the time that he's been amongst us. Okay, so I'd just like to start with a little orientation to the time that we have together. Now, I don't know how you are doing. I am tired. I'm a little kind of... Does that sound familiar? Anybody else kind of in that place? I think there's a few of us. There's kind of a lot going on. It's sort of coming out of this lockdown. But at the same time, COVID seems to be getting closer to us, with the Meads and the Turners both being impacted and unwell. There's all the various other illnesses which lockdown has kept at bay, which are circling around amongst us. And then we have all the other cheery things going on, in case we're not concerned enough, with climate change and COP and Belarusia and, you name it. But the Lord is our God. The Lord is our refuge. And as I was thinking about the meeting today, the sense that I had was from Matthew 11. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so my desire for us this afternoon is that we set down all these distractions, all these things that we have so little influence over, and instead, we just focus on the Lord. The Lord says, come to me. Come to me. Whatever state you're in, come to me. However rejoicing and strong you're feeling at the moment, come to me. However weak and run down you're feeling, the Lord says, come to me. So let's just put our burdens down Let's turn to him and say, Lord, we come to you. Father, we come to you. Holy Spirit, we come to you. Because all we have to offer you is our need. All we have to offer you is our weakness. So we invite you here, Heavenly Father. We invite you here this afternoon. And we say, Lord, come. Holy Spirit, come. Jesus, Messiah, Redeemer, Savior, Brother, come. And brothers and sisters, in this spirit, let's just stand and have Eleanor and the band lead us deeper into the courts of our Lord. Amen.